5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Welcome to Clam Chat, Murph, joined by CEO Russ Smith, and probably should apologize. One of the reasons we haven't had some of the new guys on Clam Chat recently, Russ, is we wanted them to bed in and have no distractions, as it's been quite an important period, both on and off the ice, and we've had injuries, and we've brought in new guys and goalies and all that, so we've kind of stayed away from the new guys, but you and I wanted to catch up and bring the Purple Army up to speed on some things. It's been a busy time behind the scenes, and it's been a busy time on the ice. The guys had three games last week, and with moderate success against the Panthers. But let's let you kind of update from a sustainability point of view, and some of the things we've been talking about. Even this morning, we were on the phone with owner Michael O'Rourke.
Yeah, good to see you again, Murph. We wanted to really bring supporters up to date. Really, I know we've. We've not done one of these clan chats in quite a while. Like you say, we've been busy on all fronts across all three businesses, really trying to get us into the best possible position. Obviously, moving into 2026. We obviously made a decision, if I focus on the clan to start off with, we made a decision last week to part company with Corey. Obviously that was a big decision. It was a tough decision, but for the organization, it was the correct decision to move forward with. We still believe that we can achieve the objectives that were set within the start of the season, and one of those objectives was to achieve, or is to achieve, something that this club has only done once within its history, and that's for us to get to playoff final weekend. We believe that we can do that. We believe that we've got the group, instead of the leadership group, and the wider squad to be able to achieve that objective. And the decision has also been made that the plan is for Mike Sarrant and Fabian to take the guys forward for the rest of the season. So Michael take on, obviously, the position as head coach, assisted by Fabian. The mission is clear. That's where we want to get to, and that's been communicated very clearly to the squad.
Important you noticed or mentioned the leadership group there. No one wants to see, a parting of the ways. Corey's a popular figure. Worked really hard over the last 18 months. But when these things happen, the leadership group was included in sort of the talks about the way forward. So important to note that the leaders of the Glasgow clan are excited to go forward with Mike and Fabian.
Yeah, I mean, the leaders were included in the conversation. In the conversation around Mike and Fabian, I think what we've seen as well is that immediately, obviously, with the Nottingham game, is that they went out there with absolute gusto. They the level of sacrifice that they had on the ice that night was incredible to see. I think during that game as well that there was they were absolutely fighting for Mike and for Fabian and probably for Corey as well. I think certainly and like I said, that was not an easy decision that we came to as an organisation. But yeah, now we look forward. And the guys, as I say, we've had discussions obviously with the leadership group, with Devin specifically, around how we now take this forward positively, everybody understanding exactly what is required from now until the end of the season. And I'm confident in our ability to be able to do that. And with Mike and Fabian leading the charge, making the changes that they've proposed. And I think, I mean, this week is the first time that they will have actually been able to take training. I mean, obviously we went into last week, which was obviously difficult. We had three games pretty much back to back. And now is the time for the hard work to happen on the ice and basically during practice, and that started yesterday. So yeah, we're back at it.
You mentioned sacrifice. It was unfortunate because those new lines and some of the new looks were so key against Danny Stewart's Continental Cup champion Panthers. Yeah. And Sid, as he always does, leading by example, blocks a shot and then is out right away. So then again, you go into the Guildford game having to change things. So like you said, this is an important week, and hopefully we'll have some good news on injury fronts. The likes of Cade Nielsen and Devin Sidorov are close. Sammy Aitikallio is getting closer by the day. So there are some, you know, some injuries that have sort of derailed even the success last week. But, you know, Devin Sidorov leading by example is an important key factor in that Nottingham game. And hopefully, you know, once we have everyone back in, there's more decisions about maybe healthy scratches rather than who's not healthy, full stop. So important to note that when, you know, we have everybody, it will be, again, more options for this coaching staff to look at the lines and how they kind of keep going towards that goal.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think injuries have been a real problem for us this year. I mean, I think last season, obviously I came in towards the end of last season, and I don't think we had any injuries from February until the end of the season. This season has been a very, very different story for a whole bunch of different reasons. Total freak accidents and freak injuries. I mean, McKay being out, Parry being out for a bit of time. Obviously, Burke is now. Burke obviously went off on Sunday. He's been in and out of the team. Cade, yeah, Sammy. I mean, these are big names and big misses, which is obviously impacted the consistency within and actually forming relationships on those lines, as you've absolutely described. So yeah, I mean, we're excited during the run-in to get guys back, and I'm sure that once we've got consistency within the lines, then the results will come.
Let's talk about the sustainability factor. I mean, this is a business we've had, you know, and we do listen to our customers, people talking about maybe the game night can detract from the on ice, which is, it's actually not a fact because we're trying to cater for our diverse group of fans. Some fans come to the arena and enjoy that stuff, and we need to, you know, generate revenue. We have three businesses, not just the hockey team, but when all of the businesses are going well, it supports the hockey team into the future.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a really important point. So I think just to make it clear, so the business that that Mickey purchased has not made money, okay? So let's just make that clear. So the business is in the red. So it's my responsibility as CEO to look at all the different ways for us to form a sustainable pathway to us breaking even and then making profit, okay? Now, that is absolutely not going to come just directly from the hockey team, because we also have a huge cost base, which is obviously the arena. So while other clubs don't have that cost base because they're a tenant within a building, we have the cost base of everything related to energy, changing light bulbs, fixing seats, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I can give you a list. You don't want to see the list, but I can give you a list. And that then needs to be balanced off against, okay, well, how can we be innovative and creative and think of different ways to engage new revenue streams? But also we need to do that in an absolutely responsible manner. So, and that the focus really for us really is on generating more revenue, obviously from the arena business. That's been an absolute focus for us within year one of my tenure being here. This summer, when we finish in April, so playoff final weekend, that while our aim is obviously for the team to be playing within Nottingham, we will have an event on here. So as soon as the hockey finishes, an event happens. Basically, it slots straight in. We have 24 events in over an 18-week period over the summer. That level of business has never been within this building beforehand. So I'm really proud of the team who've achieved that over a short space of time. We obviously announced our live music strategy last year. We've got some really strong pencils in the diary from a variety of different agents who place artists all across the world and specifically across the UK. And hopefully we'll be in a position to be able to announce live music coming back to Brayhead in short order, which would be fantastic. And then obviously another key part of our business is public ice skating. So ice skating, we saw a real lift in revenue from that and customers coming into the building over Christmas time. So we put on a real varied range of content connected to public skating. And that's gone down really well and really kicked on in terms of retaining customers into the public skating for January as well. So there's three very different businesses, but the two businesses, the arena business and public skating, are there to support the sustainability of Glasgow Clan. And I think we just need to make that clear, okay? If it was Glasgow Clan on its own, the business would continue to be in the red, okay? What we're trying to do is we're trying to make it a sustainable hockey team. And that's my goal, and that's the directive from the ownership.
Also, look, all fans are entitled to their opinion, and we all have our own opinions of how maybe even the league goes and playoff final and all this sort of stuff. So everyone has their opinion, but the sort of small narrative about, oh, you know, as long as we're sold out, it doesn't matter about winning. Well, that couldn't be any farther from the truth, is it? I mean, Mickey O'Rourke wants to win. We all want to win. And actually, you can be sold out, and if you're winning and sold out, you would be better off financially. So winning is actually really, really important to the Glasgow Clan.
Yeah, I mean, we are so fortunate, and a huge shout out to the Purple Army and also the supporters who are here on a less regular basis than season ticket holders. I mean, I am blown away by the level of support that we get week in, week out. And that is absolutely not taken for granted. Like, it is not taken for granted. But when we are regularly selling out, I mean, the seats that you're seeing that are empty, frustratingly, and it's because of the frequency of games. Like, and I get it. Like, we as a season ticket holder, if you include your Challenge Cup, you're getting 33 games. That's a lot. That's a big commitment, yeah? So we've obviously put in buyback schemes. The buyback scheme is a good thing. That then allows us to obviously then sell the seat again. And there's a benefit, obviously, to the season ticket holder for releasing that seat. That revenue that is generated from that seat sale goes directly into their club, into your club, into our club. Okay. So, and that again goes back to the profitability and sustainability of this organization. And for us to actually stop losing money, because that's what we're doing at the moment. The cost base is so high, we're losing money. So, yeah, I mean, if you can, as a season ticket holder, and you're not able to come along, then please use the buyback scheme. It's directly benefiting your club. Yeah, I mean, and then also just in terms of obviously the game day experience for me has been, and we get such good feedback about the game day experience. And for new people coming into hockey, and I've brought a whole host of different people from all different walks of life and all different brands and companies and corporates and all that kind of stuff, they are blown away by the show. I'm talking about the off-ice show, and that supports the on-ice show as well, you know, and the two work together. But it is so important for us to be able to differentiate from other sports within Scotland, so that actually people come along here and they go, do you know what, that was real value for money. Like, I got it because I got the value for money off the ice in terms of the entertainment. And absolutely, it is our responsibility to deliver value for money on the ice, okay? And I know that obviously sitting eighth in the league, we're falling short of that at the moment, right? Nobody more than both of us, and certainly Mickey, look, we want to be higher up the table. We want to be competing for cups. And we want to be competing for the league, and we want to be a playoff final weekend. That is the objective of the organization. I can't make that any more clearer.
Yeah, I guess it's just, I think it's important to note that, yes, it's nice when we're sold out, but it's 100% better when you're sold out and winning. So we're not happy on a sold out night where we lose. So important to note that. There are a lot of positives, and you mentioned it there. The Purple Army are unbelievable. And not only in their own building, they travel well, don't they? The OSC does such a good job. There's such passion, and that's why we all want to win, because I can't imagine how great that would be. I mean, those players, when that success does come, and it will come, will be legends. They probably won't have to buy a drink or a meal in the Paisley, Glasgow, greater area for the entirety of their stay. So it's important to note that, I mean, even on our call with Mickey this morning, he wants to know, okay, the training this week, obviously Mike and Fabian will have a full week of training. What's the injury update? Michael O'Rourke is very in tune, and he's very grateful of the fans. He's grateful of the away fans, because when he watches a webcast and sees 300 people from Nottingham, or, you know, 150 people from Kirkcaldy, he wants us to do well in front of those people.
Yeah, I mean, and it all adds to the atmosphere as well, you know. I mean, let's just talk about the Sheffield game that we won, the Nottingham game, the Sheffield game, obviously, because they travelled in such large numbers, and it was a great atmosphere, you know. Obviously, it was fantastic that we won as well and got one over in Sheffield. That's always good. So, no, I mean, I absolutely. This is about how do we generate a really positive, entertaining experience both on and off the ice, and as an organisation and as a team. We are absolutely focused on doing that and delivering for, as you mentioned, a really diverse audience as well. So, like, theme nights is a really good example of that, is that, like, we get it. Like, some theme nights will resonate with some supporters, and some will absolutely hate them. Okay, that's okay. Like, we're all different. So you can like something, you can like something, and I might not like what you like. That's okay, it's fine. But the theme nights, take the Clangus night as a good example of that. So that sold out in record time. We had people getting in touch talking about the jerseys. You know, so it was another new element. Obviously, we wanted to appeal to a younger audience as well. Again, go back to sustainability. How do we engage with family audience, kids, teenagers? Ultimately, that's the future as well, okay? So we need to be thinking about the future. And if we can get supporters of all ages engaged as early as possible, then that can only be good for the hockey team, full stop.
100%. And also, you know, Mickey keeps upgrading everything that he can. I mean, it's not all possible overnight, but if you even look at our webcast right now, I think we're the only team that has an app. Also, he's put in the new over-goal cams. There's all sorts of new cams went in last week. So we had a full install last week. So a lot of this is about, like you said, sustainability into the future, value for money. I know there are teams that are charging 16 and 17 for webcasts. We're charging 15, but we want that to be the best £15 webcast that it could possibly be. We're the only team doing the subscriber model, but again, we're trying to generate revenue that goes back into the club, into the recruitment and all that sort of stuff. So again, even little things like bringing in extra cameras and making the webcast look better year on year, month on month, is very important to Mickey. It's very important to all of us.
Yeah, I mean, all these new elements that we're bringing in, it's to set us up as a wholly like professional organization, so that we're thinking about our tech, we're thinking about the supporter experience from end to end, and also thinking about supporters when they can't obviously be at Brayhead. And we've got a number of supporters that just for one reason or another just can't get here. So to be able to offer that experience online as well, and the enhancements that we've got, and again, we're very fortunate to have an owner that has a media company, and can pull on contacts and provide us with the best platform that there is out there, to be able to present our games in the best possible way.
Yeah, it's important, because all of the games we've done, I think two or three live games before Christmas, but we also have every game repeated on Premier Sports, which has certainly helped someone like Jerry McLaughlin when going out to talk to commercial partners and stuff like that. So it is about little things that you can do to make the whole business better. But I think, again, it's about winning. And when you talk to Mike and Fabian at the end of the week, it'll be about how did training go and how are we ready for this weekend? We've got a big game on Friday. So the winning component, certainly we don't want to be an eighth. It's important to stress that. That's probably why there's been a change and an emotional week here last week. Mm-hmm. Certainly, you know, the goals are still there and there's something salvageable. Not that the season was going downhill rapidly, but there's something salvageable within that room and within the leadership group. And that's an important message as well, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that's been the message all along, is that there's a belief in the group to be able to achieve the objectives. And like I said, right at the top, it's we're all here to deliver success for our supporters, the belief that we have in the team, certainly until the end of the season, is that we can get to play a final. So like that's the absolute focus from now on, I'm really excited about the week ahead. Obviously we've got Nottingham coming here again on Friday. We're pretty much sold out. We've got a couple of hundred tickets left for that, and we're only on Tuesday. Again, massive thank you to all the supporters who will be coming along on Friday. And we'll look forward to putting on a really good show for everybody.
I spoke to a few fans that I haven't seen since probably around this time last year, and they said that they come every year to the Pride night and they enjoy that. And it was really interesting, because you said it earlier, sometimes fans aren't going to come to 20 plus games. Sometimes they come to two or three and they cherry pick things. Like you said, everyone's different. They clearly over the last few years have enjoyed the Pride night. So important to note that as well, that like I haven't seen these people in months and months and months, and then hello, how you doing? And it's a lovely thing, because we are a part of, like you said, trying to distinguish ourselves from other sports and adding value for dollar. If you're only going to use that as your second or third game of the year, and maybe your only night out of the month or whatever it may be for your social and your entertainment dollar, it's important to offer that diverse range of entertainment while trying to win.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that's what's been quite profound for me is certainly within hockey and within our supporter base as well, is that there's a real family sort of feeling to the whole thing. I'm talking about hockey family, not as in like your family, but it feels like it is one as a hockey family. And clearly, obviously, everybody wants to win, and that's great. But certainly the camaraderie, the atmosphere that's created as well, and everybody's it's this place, when it's buzzing, is a very, 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 very special place. And we've had that a few times this season, and I can't wait to hear that again within Brayhead, because when it's noisy and everybody's on it, and we saw that last Wednesday and last Friday, it's a really, really cool place to be.
Greg Peacock, the former captain of the Clan, a GB international, I mean, a long, long career, reached out, and he and I had a chat last week, and I said, why don't you come on the webcast and we'll have some fun, because I haven't really sat down with Peaks. He's playing with Paisley as well. He's in the area. He said to me that the changes around the arena and the things that have taken place, he wishes he was a little bit younger and still maybe the captain of the team, because he says everything just seems to be going in the right direction. And one of his, you know, things was, yeah, I wish we could have won here for the Purple Army in my time. But he goes, it's coming, and there's a lot more positives. And, you know, he came on the webcast. He had never done a broadcast before, which I couldn't believe. And he was a true pro, but he wanted to be a part of that because he wanted to reach out to the Purple Army and have some fun on the night. And it's special when people who were captains or ex-players or ex-anything, ex-fans come up to you and reach out to you, isn't it? Like you said, it's a special place. And I think sometimes when someone like Craig Peacock has good things to say, then maybe things are going in the right direction.
Yeah, I mean, that's great. It's great to hear. And I think for us now, it's really about how do we build into next season. The priority at the moment is obviously, as I've mentioned before. We now have a moment to be able to think about the structure of how we want to take things forward from a coaching perspective, to put us in the best possible position for next season. So structurally, how do we do that? How do we look at recruitment? How do we look at everything connected to the playing squad? Obviously, this year we focused in on the gym side of things. So and then obviously the medical team. I mean, unfortunately, the medical team have never been busier. But thankfully, we have stepped up a level to be able to get the guys back onto the ice as quickly as possible. So next year is about, what do we do to then take that next step? How can we elevate once again deliver for the organization, and obviously to deliver for the Purple Army?
Well, I think that's a great way to wrap up, and looking to the future is important, having a sustainability plan on the business side, but also looking forward to how do we elevate recruitment, the next coach. And look, let's hope Mike and Fabian get us to where we want to be. And then there's another great conversation that could be had. So there's a lot more positives than negatives, Russ. And, you know, it starts Friday at home.
Certainly does.
Thanks for taking the time. I know you're a busy man, and I'm in Dublin in the rain. I think you're there in the rain in Glasgow, but sunnier days ahead. And I appreciate you clearing your schedule to catch up with us today on Clan Chat.
No problem at all. Pleasure, as always.